Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Wilson Hames. Today, Climate and Community explores the concept of plug-in solar, a new option for homeowners and renters to supply their homes with renewable energy through a small portable solar array. A Climate to Thrive's very own Beth Woolfolk was at the forefront of making this possible, playing an important role in the creation and passage of the bill that legalizes the distribution of plug-in solar units in Maine.
I am the director of Maine Policy and Engagement for the Post Road Foundation. I was the manager of renewable energy planning and policy for Climate to Thrive while I was working on the plug-in solar bill. I've been working on MDI towards the clean energy transition and doing it in a way that empowers communities, ideally through clean energy ownership rather than a subscription-based model or one that depends on a large outside developer.
Beth shared insight on what plug-in solar technology entails and who can benefit from it.
Plug-in solar was started in Germany over 5 years ago. They have a really large renter population there, and so this is a pathway forward for folks that were moving frequently. The basic concept of these plug-in solar devices is that they are small and affordable and mobile. So people that are renters or are living in homes that don't have rooftops that are conducive to typical rooftop solar arrays can utilize these systems rather than the traditional pathway.
Beth also went on to describe how she arrived at the conclusion that this clean energy solution might be a good fit for Maine communities.
I first came across plug-in solar in the spring of 2025. We were in the throes of the new federal administration, and we were bracing for the loss of the rooftop solar tax credit. So I was working with a researcher out of the Boston University's Global Policy Development and Research Center. We were looking at countries that were very successfully implementing solar. I was focused on Germany. And so I was looking at all of the different ways that they were supporting their citizens in clean energy ownership. And it was through that research that I came across plug-in solar. And I thought, wow, this really fills a gap that I've been experiencing in working with the community to try and bring affordable clean energy ownership to them. And then I thought, is this something that could work in the US? And I found that Utah had just passed a bill, and they were the first ones in the US. So I decided to drive forward that process in Maine. I brought it to Representative Gary Friedman and Senator Nicole Grahowski, and they agreed to sponsor the bill, and the rest is history.
While this is a great option for Mainers who are interested in lowering the cost of their electricity bill, I was also curious to learn more about how this legislation might influence other states, building momentum around the concept of locally produced electricity.
Plug-in solar is definitely gaining traction in the rest of the U.S. There are over 20 states right now exploring policies. I know that at least five, last time I checked, their progress has either stalled or failed, so they're going to be bringing it around next session. But multiple states across the U.S. are also driving this forward. I hope more manufacturers from Europe that have spread across the countries over there that have been allowing plug-in solar move over to the U.S. and create that kind of competitive market here so that we can see the cost of these systems continue to lower, making them even more accessible to everyday people.
Not only is the concept of plug-in solar fairly new in the U.S., but working on legislation was also a foreign concept to Beth before diving into the process of supporting this bill.
This is my first time working on bringing a bill forward. I've advocated for bills in the past, but this was really the first time that I was working on the language and working with stakeholders on the ins and outs of the technical nitty-gritty pieces of the bill. And so that was an enlightening process. There are a lot of people that care very deeply about how this is implemented and the various ways it could impact people. So we wanted to make sure that safety was prioritized as well as accessibility. So focusing on reducing the barriers like interconnection was a big priority that emerged from this process, as well as requiring an electrician. The stakes felt a lot higher because it was on this statewide stage, and it was a really intense process, but I feel like the outcome of it was a bill that I think satisfied most people's needs.
Next week on Climate and Community, join us to learn about the future of A Climate to Thrive's work on clean energy access and the process of getting plug-in solar up and running in Maine.
This has been Climate and Community with A Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.